things I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Holiday travel is winding down, but there are still many people on the roads and in the skies tonight. CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett is monitoring the motion.
On the road to New York's LaGuardia Airport, leaving early was a winning play for tennis pro Mackenzie McDonald, returning to Orlando after playing in the U.S. Open.
Labor Day and this weekend can be a busy time to travel. Are you worried about that?
Actually, it's been easier. Getting out of Manhattan was a lot easier this morning. I was actually very lucky.
Newark Liberty International Airport reports significant flight disruptions it blames on, quote, FAA equipment outages. Thousands of striking hotel workers are still off their jobs.
Tuesday marks a third day of striking involving thousands of hotel workers across several American cities. Cade Watanabe is president of the local chapter of the Unite Here Union in Hawaii and says 5,000 of their workers have joined the picket lines.
We don't have the staffing, we don't have the tools, we don't have the resources to put our guests first. And that's exactly what our industry is about.
Unionized housekeepers want to reinstate automatic daily room cleaning that went away in the pandemic. The strikes are happening at 25 hotels throughout 9 cities at places like Marriott's, Hilton's, and Hyatt's. Matt Piper, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula reports on a double murder suspect. A juvenile.
Police in the small northwest Louisiana town of Minden say a 10-year-old boy has confessed to fatally shooting two people, the 82-year-old former mayor of the town of 11,000 and his 31-year-old daughter. There's no word on the relationship between the young boy and the two people who were killed.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
I would define the end of the war in Gaza.
In Gaza.
When Hamas no longer rules Gaza, we throw them out.
Hamas wants a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza in order to free the hostages it is still holding. Pope Francis is traveling to Asia in one of the longest foreign trips any pope has ever taken.
The 87-year-old pope has had health issues and also suffers from limited mobility, using a wheelchair most of the time, showing no signs of slowing down and has a packed schedule.
That's CBS's Ana Matranga. Tropical storm Yagi is moving away from the northern Philippines, leaving behind at least 14 people killed in landslides and floods. Storm warnings remain, however, in most northern Philippine provinces, where residents are in danger from more landslides in rain-soaked mountain villages and flooding in the farming lowlands of Luzon, the country's most populous region. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Have we been tricked? Burdened with debt and made to feel like we have no other options? With prices skyrocketing, debt that was once manageable now feels impossible to pay back. So how do we fix it? With Accredited Debt Relief. If you have $25, $50, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, they can consolidate your debt into one affordable monthly payment, which could save you hundreds of dollars a month. Call 888-591-0155 today for your free consultation. 888-591-0155. Program and services not available in all states.
The Paralympics are facing the same problems the Olympic Games faced. There's something in the water.
Remember during the Olympics a few weeks ago, they had to postpone some of the water sports because the water quality in the Seine River wasn't up to par? Same thing's going on now during the Paralympic Games in Paris. Triathlon competitions that were supposed to take place yesterday got canceled and moved to today. Heavy rain over the weekend caused wastewater runoff, which made the bacteria levels in the river unsafe. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
San Francisco 49ers rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall was placed on the non-football injury list after he was shot in the chest Saturday during an attempted robbery. That clears up a spot on the 53-man roster for the 49ers while Pearsall recovers at home after being hospitalized overnight in San Francisco. Now, the team hasn't said how long Pearsall will be out, but he must miss at least four games while on the non-football injury list. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for us here in the overnight with light southwest winds. Upper 50s expected by sunrise. On Tuesday, sunny skies around the area with highs in the lower 70s. It will be warmer for Wednesday. Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
It would be untrue. You know. know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Painted black. No colors in it. And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
to cry.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh. Giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. Fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four speed dual quad positive traction 409.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
About a thing she saw.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Come. Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you.
She lives for you tell me how much you missed me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Labor Day hasn't been the best day for flying, with FlightAware reporting a total of over 5,100 flights delayed and 150 flights canceled yesterday. FlightAware's Kathleen Bangs has advice if you think you might be affected.
I always recommend that travelers, you can just put in any search, FAA airspace or FAA airspace status, and it brings up the FAA status website page, which is fantastic because if you're traveling, it shows any airspace delays in the country, any specific airports, like right now, Newark.
Newark Liberty International has been experiencing delays and cancellations, reportedly because of equipment issues. Nearly 250 homes in Rancho